Well, good afternoon to one and all, folks. We're at the Danny Kyle Open Stage on www.celticmusicradio.net and 95 FM in the fair city of Glasgow, and of course DAB2. And we're across the pond now for a lovely singer-songwriter. And welcome to Cora Rose. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Well, good morning for me. Good morning. Over here in LA.
And is it sunny in LA?
Actually, it's a bit of a cloudy day, which is a problem for me because we are powered by solar, so we're a little low on the energy today. Unusually.
They have tried solar power in Scotland, but they have to really work at it because we're rather dull over time, you know. Well, can I ask, how long have you been singing, performing?
Actually, I've been performing professionally since I was 12. I'm 33 now, so that's quite a long career so far. I started writing songs when I was around 7 and started actually playing music when I was about 4. That was when I first really started getting into piano and a little bit of other instruments as well. So it's been a long haul.
Yeah, I was going to say you were not a late learner then.
Oh, the thing with me is just that I've included a lot of many other pathways in my life alongside music. I'm also a teacher. I worked in criminal justice. I studied economics and political science and trade policy. So now I'm studying geology on the side as too. So I love many different things. So music for me has always been a constant, but it's kind of interwoven with many other paths throughout my life so far.
Which is quite stunning. And your music is very stunning. Do you have influences growing up that brought you to the kind of music you perform now?
Definitely. Joni Mitchell and Carole King, James Taylor, Jackson Browne. These were all musicians that my parents listened to, and they were very influential for me.
Oh, yeah, it comes through in your music. Now, for your music, could I get you to give me the first track you would like to play for us, and what would it be?
Yes. So the first track is called What Your Love Is Doing. And this is an oldie. I wrote this, it was a co-write when I was 16 years old with an amazing producer and songwriter in Nashville named Dave Brainerd. And what's very special about this tune is the recording that you hear is actually the recording that we made the night we wrote the song. We did a really quick and dirty, you know, writing demo track. And then we ended up loving it so much that that ended up being the recording that was released out into the world.
Absolutely stunning. And that's What Your Love Is Doing. Could I ask you for your second track?
Yes, the second track after that will be Together. And Together is a very special song. This was written for film, actually, for a documentary film called Taming Wild Pura Vida. Pure Life in Spanish. Essentially, the documentary was about two women who took two horses that were found in the meat market in Costa Rica. So very abused, very untrusting horses. And they walked with these horses across the entire country of Costa Rica from the Caribbean side to the Pacific. And the whole aim of the film was to see if they could get the horses to trust people again using nonviolent methods of training. And they were able to. They were actually able to ride them in the end, which was stunning and amazing. So the song was written for the film. I did the score for the film, and it was written to be kind of the end edits track. They didn't actually want me to write the song, but I was so inspired by all the footage that I was watching that I wrote it. And I said, by the way, here's the song. If you want to use it in the film, that's great. If you don't, that's fine. But it's all about that journey that they took together. It's in English and Spanish, of course, because the movie was shot and of course the horse was from Costa Rica.
It is a beautiful song. So that's Together, folks, for the second song that you're going to hear. And for your third song?
The third song is called Painted Roses. This song is very interesting. I wrote it when I was in a relationship that I truly believed in my core was the final relationship. Never in a million years would I have imagined it ended. Yet somehow I did write the song when I was still in the thick of that relationship. And when I listen back to it now, it seems I had a premonition, or I was touching in on something that my thinking brain was quite in denial about. But I think somewhere in my body, somewhere in my heart, I was aware
that this was not going to be the person you had spent the rest of your life with. That was just absolutely gorgeous, Painted Roses. And we've all got one of those songs, I think, in us. And it's really great to look back and just say, I knew, but why did my head not know?
Well, that's the beauty of love and also the danger of love. It's very, very, it puts a veil in front of your eyes.
It doesn't. Sure. Now, what is your fourth song you're going to bring to us?
The fourth song is called You and I. It's very interesting that these two songs are going next to each other, because You and I was also written for that same person and also written in the thick of that relationship. And it's very intimate. It's very sweet. Every word was very, very carefully chosen. This song was actually a gift. I believe I wrote it for him for a Valentine's Day gift or some holiday, that it was a gift to him. And again, you can hear this this little tiny drop of premonition. But even so, the rest of the song is just coated in naivete, because I even with this little gift that gave kind of an exit clause to the relationship if he wanted it, never, ever, ever imagined that if it were to end, that we wouldn't be able to be just best friends and right there in our relationship for the rest of our lives. And that's a very naive thing that I'm realizing. It's very, very, very special if you're able to part from a relationship and maintain such a strong connection with a person. And yeah, so that's You and I. It's a very charged, highly packed song for me.
The songs are just magnificent, and I want to thank you very much indeed for bringing your music to us and sharing it with us on the Danny Kyle Open Stage. Hopefully we'll get to meet you someday in the flesh and see you live. That's what we want for all musicians, is to get back out there and give us a live music. But thank you for sharing your music today. Safe
thank
on
you
Virginia.
So much. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Delighted, Cora. Thank you.
Oh, I'm flying like a feather, caught in a breeze. I'm hanging like a rain cloud, tiptoeing on the trees. Rushing like a river, pouring out to sea. That's what your love, love, love is doing to me. And this feeling when you're holding me is controlling me. It's a sweet thing, like sunshine kissing a honeybee. And it's so like a melody finding a harmony, baby. Can't you see? That's what your love, love, love is doing to me. Like a tear when it dries up, turns sadness to vapor. Now there's poetry where there used to be in just a blank sheet of paper. Singing hallelujah. never felt so free. That's what your love, love, love is doing to me. And this feeling when you're holding me is controlling me. It's a sweet thing, like sunshine kissing a honeybee. And it's so alright, like melody finding a harmony. Baby, can't you see? That's what your love, love, love is doing to me. Every touch, every whisper, every night and day. Baby, don't stop whatever you're doing, 'cause all I can say is this feeling when you're holding me is controlling me. It's a sweet thing, like sunshine kissing a honeybee. And it's so alright, like melody finding a harmony. Baby, can't you see? That's what your love, love, love is doing to me. That's what your love, love, love is doing to me. Divide. We must live it hand in hand to reach the other side. But if I go at my own pace, will you follow? Will you be humbled by the story you don't know? And if I speak in the I use, will you understand? Will you see through my eyes? And maybe you and I can try to tame this wild together. Once you're broken, putting back the pieces is like finding fragments scattered to the wind. And once you're open, trusting what is given is like trusting fire. story you don't know. And I speak in the words I use, and you understand. You see through my eyes, and now you and I are here today. This while together. And so he showed me fantasies, a garden all alone. And what a dream, if only I had seen. They were only walls painted with roses. And so I played alone. A thousand songs I wrote. A honeyed voice hides the bitter choice to paint uncertainty with roses. And so We went too far, talked of promises and dreams that neither one ever planned to keep. Empty words painted with roses. With fire I played, I didn't see the harm that can unfold. You lose the sight to know dark from night, to tell the truth from painted roses. Now I can't see the truth from painted roses. Wandering along a crooked path, no signs to light the way. And life rushes forward, then rushes back. And we thought we held the reins, overwhelmed, trying to fill near and possible dreams. You and I the same. Yes, I understand. But see through your eyes, I cannot do. Oh, if you could see through mine, I would show you a happy to spend her precious youth with you. Seen and touching and tasting the world, one life seems so unfair. loving and hoping as changes unfurl. Even I'm unsure. Even I'm unsure. So maybe this path will split in two. I don't know, nor do you. So I'll say this right now when I still can. I adore you. I adore you. All I'm trying to say is this my